don't desert me, don't turn back now that we're here. People always say life is full of choices. No one ever mentions fear or how the world can seem so vast on this journey to the past. Somewhere down this road, I know someone's waiting. Years of dreams just can't be wrong. Arms will open wide, I'll be safe and wanted, finally home where I belong. Well, starting now, I'm learning fast on this journey to the
All right, that was Theater Bound 31 singing Journey to the Past. To the past, to the past, to the past. I thought, I liked it, actually. I think it was cute, but, I mean, there were some obvious problems. Most noticeably, I thought it was, like, really nasally. I thought there were several times, too. When you were just under the pitch, like you just like undershot it, especially like moving up to notes, you know, you're just kind of slightly under pitch. And when you did go slightly under pitch, it created other intonation issues like through in the song, like right after that. But I mean, you caught yourself, but it was just like, just kind of, yeah. But sometimes like it was like you had these like nasally moments, these under pitch moments, and then like they're just like really close sounding, but then sometimes it just like had just like such a lovely like ringing like clear tone to it. It was like out of like just, you know, like these different times, like when you sang the first past, it's just like a lovely tone, just like beautiful, open and nice and clear sounding, and then it just like got pitchy again, and I felt like your R's, you were like our journey.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah, definitely. Margo?
Okay. So I think you have a really pretty voice, and I think that you're definitely going to do well on this competition. But I do agree that a lot of the times it was a bit nasally. And I agree with the R thing. You just have to, like, kind of open up your vowels a little more so that it's not as, like,
yeah,
and stuff. Like, I don't know.
It's like no one ever mentioned fear how the world can. I was like,
Oh,
no.
that sounds like me.
Fear. Okay, sorry.
And then I also said the thing about I agree with Autumn about the thing where sometimes some notes were a bit under when you were getting higher. It was like slightly under, and I felt like it brought out the nasaliness a little more. So just work on just think higher. Thinking higher always like helps to keep from going flat. Like it seems kind of silly to just like think, oh, I'm going to sing higher, but like it really, really works. It's just like you're actually paying attention to it, and then it will keep it from doing that.
Yeah, you just gotta like focus. Focus on it. But not too much. Like don't overthink it. Just be like, I don't know. Think of it like you're going down to a note instead of like up to a note. Oh, yeah. I did think that you had like really nice dynamics. Like I thought you like in the first verse, I thought that you had like really nice apprehensive sound, and then it got like more confident as the song went along, and that's how it's supposed to be because like that's exactly the emotions that she's feeling. So I thought that
Yes.
you played that out very nicely. One other thing though, your onset notes, like your first notes of your phrases, were just like a little like glottal sounding. Not too bad, not all the time, but just like occasionally. I just wrote that, sorry. My notes here. Okay. I'm really not laughing at you. I'm laughing at me because I'm stupid. I say stupid things. Okay. I don't know. All right. Margot, I liked this. We should go on,
Yes.
though.
Yes.
Okay, we should go on to April. Ooh, oh wait, no, not April. That's her mom. Her name's Tilly, and April is her mom. So she's the one who sent it because Tilly is a young girl who's like, I think 11. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry that I don't know your age exactly, but she's a young girl. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, I'm excited to hear.
Good. Me too.
Sometimes it hurts, it's there. You
Right, Tilly. Really nice job.
Tilly!
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I thought that this was really good. I know that we shouldn't probably consider things like your age, or like, this is like her first time ever actually recording, I'm pretty sure, with a microphone. Like, they went out and bought a microphone and like downloaded Audacity to like do this. Like, and I thought that it was really good for someone that's not, like, established in that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you want to start? You want to go first?
Okay. Tilly, I thought that this was really good. Like if Autumn hadn't mentioned, like, any of that, I wouldn't have even realized that that was your first time ever recording something. Like, it was mixed really well, and the volumes were all good, and, like, really, there are people that do these things for, like, years, and it doesn't sound as good as that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But, yeah, I was really impressed. Like, Autumn mentioned that you're very young, and I don't think I've ever heard such good harmonies from someone so young.
I know, they're good. And her mom wrote them. Her mom wrote the harmonies.
Oh, good job.
I know.
Yeah, it was very nice. You have a very pretty voice, and I'm impressed that you use vibrato.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked this. I do have a couple notes, just because I'm mean and I give notes. Even I liked it a lot, don't get me wrong. Don't let any of these notes like hurt your feelings at all. They're just like things to help you improve. One thing that I would say is that you really need to work on finishing your phrases confidently. I noticed that a couple of times when you were finishing up, singing a verse, singing a line from a verse, which is a phrase, you kind of faded out or like wavered, your voice quivered kind of into the oblivion, and it just, you just gotta like be confident and finish it. Like you can fade out, just make sure that it's, I guess, purposeful and driven. Make it, I guess, more, a little bit more confident. I really liked your first chorus. I really liked that you were kind of, gentle on the verse, the first verse, and then you came in really strong for the first chorus. Your high notes were just a little bit strained. I feel like you can switch to your head voice for for a couple of those. It wasn't too noticeable, and it was just a couple times. Just don't think of it like as a high note. Just think of it as like I'm singing. Just don't even think about like I'm singing high right now. You know what I mean? Just kind of let it float up there. Because you do have like a very light sounding voice, and I feel like you could sing those high notes a little bit more effectively. I also thought, I don't know, I really liked your harmonies. That's pretty much like my main thing right here. In regards to mixing, I thought your mixing was really good, especially considering that it's your first time. I thought you could noise reduce and you could eliminate like some of those puffy sounds. But obviously I'll help you work on that, and if you have any questions about anything like that, you can email me at any time. But yeah, I really liked this, so. Anyway, Margot, are you still around? Okay. You just get so quiet sometimes. I don't even know if you're still there. But yeah, I thought you did a really nice job. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Do you have anything else to add? Alrighty then, we'll move on to our last person of the night, last but certainly not least, if I can actually get those words out. Araya or Aria. I don't know. I just don't. Okay. Here we go.
storms are raging on the rolling sea, and on the highway of regret, the winds of change are blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing like me. Nothing that I wouldn't do for you. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
All right, Aria, I really, really liked this. It's so funny because you said that this, like in your email to me, you were like, I'm sorry, it's not very good, but I thought that it was really good, so maybe I'm crazy, I don't know. I thought that it was, I mean, I don't know, you can obviously tell that like you've been singing for a while. I guess your voice, I don't know. It had like this weird, it had like this raspiness to it, like a slight, very slight raspiness that I haven't ever really heard that quality before. I don't know. Maybe it was just because you had been singing a lot lately. I don't know. I thought that it was really, I don't know. I really loved it. I loved your vibrato. It was like so pretty. I really liked your vibrato. Just like you don't, it's just like really, I don't know what to say about it. Margot, help me. Like, it was like really,
I think it's very steady.
Yeah, it was really steady. It was like really close together. You know, it wasn't like, you know, like how some vibratos get like really wobbly. I liked that it was like kind of high frequency.
Oh, God.
What? No.
I was just thinking of like the, I was thinking of like the goat vibrato when people were like, oh my gosh, that was random, but it just popped in my head.
That was a good impression. That was a good impression of But yeah, I really like
No, sorry, you know when people like people sing with like vibrato like, oh.
Listen, it wasn't that high frequency. It wasn't like that bad.
Okay, sorry.
Are you being entertained tonight by yourself?
Sometimes I just remember really random funny things. It like freaks me out like how funny it is.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well, your vibrato wasn't like that, so no worries.
No, I was just
I know what you're saying, Margot. I know what you're saying. Okay. Okay. Right, moving on. I thought my only qualm was that it's like on the like when you were jumping from low notes to high notes, it got a tad breathy, but I felt like it fit in with the song, so it wasn't like a problem. And your last note, I felt, could have been a little bit more stable sounding. Sorry, my dog is eating dog food in this critique. And then one more thing. I thought your dynamics were awesome. I'm so sorry. Katie, go. Call her. She's like eating dog food. Okay, I thought your dynamics were really good. Sorry to ruin your critique with my dog eating dog food. And I really loved the one word that you sang, avenue. Oh, that run, it killed me. It was so gorgeous. Okay, that run was really awesome, and it gave me chills. And now it's Margot's turn. Segway.
You're like, my dog's eating. She's like eating dog food.
Well, I mean, she's not eating for anything.
Okay. Okay. Anyway,
Ooh.
I thought that that was really beautiful. Like, I was kind of just like just sitting back and listening. So I didn't really notice anything to write notes about. But I
I
thought it was
know,
just
like,
really
I was like nitpicking, like trying to find something. Sorry.
nice.
Continue. God, I always interrupt you and you never interrupt me and it makes me feel terrible.
No,
Okay.
I was pretty much done.
Okay.
Except I kind of want to do another goat vibrato. I feel like.
It's like, have you ever seen? Oh, never mind. I'm so not going to talk about anime right now. All right. All right. Okay. This critique is over now. Okay. This is Autumn and Margot back with the results.
Woohoo!
So, Margot, what did you think about everyone tonight?
I thought that everyone sounded great, and I think that you have an awesome team.
Yeah, I'm really.
It was really, really hard for us to decide.
Yeah.
It took a while.
I'm confident in my decisions, but it was like a really hard cut for us. We debated a long
Yes.
time.
Yes, we
Vicious,
did.
vicious debate.
Even
But finally, I.
though it's Autumn's team.
Yeah, well, you know. I didn't want to cut anyone. I really didn't. I didn't want to be like, oh, I want this person over this person, because I feel like you are all talented. Like, you all have different attributes that make, you know, you're all like so unique. So it was a really hard decision. But I'm gonna go through and just kind of let you guys know like what I thought was good and what I didn't think was so great. I'm gonna start with Skywish, since she was the first of the night. Skywish, I thought that you like had a really solid, like you had the notes down pat, but I felt like Margot and I both felt, right, Margot?
Yes.
Like you were kind of pushing into individual words like too much, like it was just over the top. For Omi, we really liked how you did the harmonies. We really liked the harmonies. We thought they sounded really nice. But we were just a little, we thought it could have used a little bit more emotion or a little bit different emotion. For Audrey, we love your tone. I think you have like such a gorgeous tone. It's so crisp and clear. But at the same time, you just need to put like more power behind it. For Allison, aka Theater Bound 31, for you, I really thought that there were moments where you just like had these beautiful resonating notes that sounded like really nice. But then that there was times that it was really nasally sounding and you had some pitch issues for sure. For Tilly, I really liked that, you know, you really brought it this round and it's your first time ever recording a song and you know, for your age, you sound really good. But a few things, you know, that you have to work on are just like being more confident, at the ends of your phrases and just, you know, kind of letting those high notes just kind of soar up there. And for Aria, you know, we just thought that you sounded a little bit breathy in places, but really overall, I was really impressed. And actually, Aria ranked first for me tonight.
Yes, me too.
I really thought that you did a really nice performance tonight. I was really impressed with it. And I'd like to welcome you as the first person onto my team. Yeah, so thank you for, you know, being awesome and joining my team. Yahoo! Who got second for you tonight, Margot?
I would have to say Omi,
Omi Prado.
because I think that he just always sounds really nice
Yes.
whenever he sings.
Omi. You just make the girls go
Sorry, I was getting a little
crazy.
emotional.
It's just those
Not
Asian
really.
girls, Omi. They're just all over you.
What?
I don't know, because you're Asian. I don't know. Asian girls love black guys,
His
right?
twin.
Oh, you guys are twins? Well, in that case.
Yeah.
So, Omi, anyway, we're going to welcome you as the second member of my team. All right. Now, here's where we got into really thick debate. And there were many factors that went into determining the last two spots on the team. Okay, I'd like to remind you guys now, it's between Audrey, Allison, aka Theater Bound 31, Tilly, and Skywish. The next person that I'm going to add to my team is Tilly. So, yeah, I'm really excited to work with you, Tilly. I mean, I think that you have a lovely voice, especially for your age, and I think that even if age had nothing to do with it, that you have like a really nice voice. So, I'm really excited to work with you. And now, for the final fourth spot on my team for the evening, between Audrey, Theater Bound 31, and Skywish, the last person that I'm going to fill the spot with is Audrey Golightly. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate the time and effort that you put into this. Skywish and Theater Bound 31, it's not like you guys are bad singers. Like I said, there were a lot of factors that went into determining. I just feel like you guys were just a little bit outperformed tonight, and I feel like you guys are really talented, and I hope that you keep rocking it in the free world. And I'm just really excited. I think I have a really good makeup for my team. I think everybody's gonna bring a little bit of a flavor. You know what I mean?
Flavor.
Flavor. Flavor. And I'm really excited. Omi, we're gonna work on that emotion. Audrey, I definitely, I wanna work with you on, just putting a little bit more power behind those pipes. Aria, you're really awesome, and I feel like any direction that you give you that I give you, you'll just take. So I'm really excited to work with you. And Tilly, I'm really excited to help you, get better at mixing and just like work on, staying confident through your phrases. And I'm just really happy. I'm just really happy with the outcome tonight.
Yes.
So with that, Margot, thank you so much for your time, for coming
Thank you,
and
Autumn.
judging with me tonight. It was a pleasure having you. And I
Was
guess,
fun.
yes, it was a lot of fun. And I was really sad to cut people, but it had to happen. So I'm really happy with the team makeups. So thank you, everyone. And that's about it.